Before Mr. Hudson gets started, what I pass down to you is what I would like you to see, just to give you an idea why Mr. Hudson is doing what he is doing. Just give you an idea of what you'll be seeing in the budget, give you an idea. Electrical rates. You hear that Delmarva Power, and we've taken the liberty to use their logo in one of our PowerPoints in the new budget, is talking about 59% increase. This building, last year, FY06, we budgeted $73,000 for electric. Next year, it's going to cost us $158,000, 117% increase. You see South Coastal Treatment Plant, it cost us $247,000. Next year, it's going to cost us $537,000. Wolf Neck, West Rehoboth, it cost us $148,000. Next year, it's going to cost us $321,000. So I thought I'd just give you that a little idea of what the FY07 budget is going to look like that you will see on May 23rd. We'll leave it at that, and we will not talk about what this is going to do to sewer rates.
I got a question. They said they're only going up 59%. How are we getting 117%?
Yeah.
I won't say they lie. I'll just say.
I mean, now where do you get this?
They're saying an average. Average. What Mr. Dukes? What they said was the average homeowner is going up.
Oh,
they didn't
so
tell
they
you what
give us a rate.
They're not
this?
Telling you what they're doing to the industrial user.
Right, where did you get the 158,000 from? Did DP&L give you that?
Yes. Yes. Well, I can tell you every. They told you, you have to ask them what the question is. I'm fearful the next thing. You're talking about a company that changed their name. I've got people saying, well, I'm glad. I got Connective. I don't have to worry. I don't worry about Delmarva Power. I got Connective. Well, I'm saying, guess what? You've got Delmarva.
I had a lady call me, wonder what I could do about her rate. Her
next thing they're going to do is change your address and your phone number.
Mr. Dukes, just tell them to call Mr. Phillips. What you do?
No, I mean it's affecting everybody. It's not just affecting her, but she's a senior citizen, and it's
no.
She said it's a decision between
we have how many accounts, Mr. Baker? How many accounts do we have?
Every week you'll be gone.
About 120, I would say, with DP&L, and
no.
178.
Yeah.
Steve has a list. Let's go through the presentation. But I just thought you would like to see this, and this is.
Are we, Bob, incorporating now in new designs like Mike, and when we're looking at stuff, are now we going to be real sensitive to efficiency and things like that to cut this kind of cost?
Well, let's see
we
the.
We haven't had to worry about it in the past.
Mr. Cole,
we have worried about it in the past because the previous
we have.
Were significant to our operations.
Okay.
We have been doing it.
I don't want to take away from Steve's presentation. Let's see this. But I just thought this will give you an idea, and this will get you in the mood for what the budget's going to look like.
Go ahead, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Steve and Gina have done an excellent, excellent job on this.
Several months ago, Mr. Stickles, Mr. Baker, gave us the task of researching our options to, you know, lower our costs, which went into effect as of yesterday. So we've put together a little PowerPoint presentation. In total, and we did a series of spreadsheets, in total for Sussex County, we consumed last year 11,000 megawatt hours of power, which is a pretty significant number. 75% of that was attributed to the wastewater O&M division. 25% for the administration buildings, the EOCs, libraries, and so on. The breakdown, this pie chart shows the breakdown of the different service types. And previously, Mr. Dukes, you were asking about the 47%. The small general service accounts are where the 47% applies. For a medium general service, the typical increase is 64%. For the general service primary, which is 68% of our accounts, the percentage increase is 117%, and that was effective yesterday. Okay. So we've looked at our options, and we have been contacted from the state of Delaware to form an aggregation partnership to where we would basically take our load data and put it together with the state of Delaware and shop out, you know, due to deregulation, shop out our options to try to find a better rate. The aggregation partnership, we listed our pros and cons. This is easiest, our fastest option. The sooner we can make a decision and start buying at a hopefully a lower percentage. A broker would be hired, and in this case, they are utilizing Honeywell for the first year to broker this, because this is a procedure that we're not experienced with, and you know, hopefully this would be a good learning curve for us. Hopefully we will get a lower rate due to the grouping and the size of the contract that would be solicited, and currently this would satisfy our state bid laws. And the con side of this, you know, the rates, they may benefit the states higher KWs, and these are a lot of unknowns yet. You know, we really won't know until bids are received. Okay. We do have the options of bidding this out ourselves in lieu of joining with the state partnership. We could hire a broker, bid our power supply out as individual contracts or as a lump sum. But our feelings at this point are that we're, you know, again, not up to speed with that process yet. Okay. We could bid our, as I say, this is bidding our accounts individually. And one of the stipulations by what we're hearing is that when you go out for a comparison bid, when your bid comes in, you may only have 2 to maybe 12 hours to either reject or accept the bid. So there is a time situation there. That,
why would that be? Do you know?
That's it's like the stock market, which I am unaware of.
It's up and down.
All right.
Currently, where we are, and we have attended several meetings with the state. We have attended several seminars on this process. The state, actually us, Kent County, Newcastle County, and several of the cities have met and have put together a memorandum of agreement where a broker, which presently is Honeywell, would take our load data along with the others and shop this out for the best rates at that time. A contract would then be entered between the group and the energy provider. The MOA, currently we're at step one, entering to an agreement with the state. If we elect to accept the MOA, this is not an obligation to enter into a contract. This is only an agreement to add our load data to the project and solicit bids. When bid time comes around, which hopefully would be within the next 2 weeks, then we would have the decision, you know, to accept or reject the bid. We're not committed. The MOA uses the assumption that purchasing an aggregate will save us money. There are brokering usage fees that we would be responsible for. The state would like to see all the accounts at fixed rates. Apparently there are several different ways to solicit the bids and make the purchase. And presently we are down. I spoke with the gentleman from the state yesterday, and we have they have narrowed it down to a short list of 4 bidders who are interested in bidding on a contract of this size. The state is asking that we have our MOA signed and approved by May 5th. And again, that's when the broker would come on board and search for the best price.
And our group is the state, the county, and some municipalities.
Yes, that's Sussex County, Kent County, Newcastle County.
But that's one big group.
One big group, yes.
That's the entity.
Yeah, there are several school districts that showed interest also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The second part of a presentation, and we're kind of following suit with the state, is energy conservation. The state of Delaware, by what I understand, are looking now to hire an energy management person, create their own energy management team. And that's what we're suggesting here, is a step two, to create our own energy management team, where we would, you know, begin to evaluate, you know, some of our buildings, some of our electrical systems to try to, you know, increase our efficiencies. Several things we could do is lighting audits on a building such as this, the EOCs, the libraries, HVAC system efficiency checks, and our new buildings, building designs, make sure they are designed to the latest standards. And just some other basic ideas. Of course, my area is the wastewater pumping stations and treatment plants, and we have been doing some things correctly. There's some things we could surely do better, but we're using VFDs on our pumps to vary the speeds to try to keep costs down. Excuse me. Actually, this year in the budget, we requested to order some PowerLogic equipment, which is equipment for us to monitor the KW that we're using at the time, the condition of the power, and so forth.
Got it?
So that's our presentation.
So you're recommending that we keep this audience in the dark now when we have our meeting?
Hey, Chip, we're late, Chip.
Surely.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I
thought that was a new program.
It's like you every Tuesday.
That was Chip's job. He didn't get it done.
Do you envision this management team being a permanent presence, or will they come in, evaluate, make recommendations, and then
I really see it as being a permanent fixture.
How much of a team are we talking about, and what is the cost, and what is the potential benefit?
Well, it's my personal feelings are, up until yesterday when, you know, we all seen the power hikes, that some of the improvements that could be made really wouldn't be justified according to the current rate. But there are things now that, you know, such as the way we operate some of our pumping stations, the way we operate some of our buildings, you know, adding control equipment such as an office using infrared equipment. If there's no one in that office for a set time period, the lights automatically go off. And I think with the rates that we're seeing today, the payback for that type of system would be a very short time.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes. Mr. Diggles?
Mr. Cole brought up about we haven't paid attention, you know, so much about energy saving before. Well, we have. Explain about the generators and what EPA has now done to us. That
we, for the past probably 6 or 7 years, we participated in a load shedding program with Delaware Electric, and at one time with DP&L before they changed names again.
Right.
And where we would operate our existing generators during peak periods. They would notify us and ask us to go to generator. And that saved us roughly $30,000, $40,000 a year in our power bills just by participating in the program. Well, as of April 15th, with the new EPA regs for emissions, we've had to drop that program because in order to upgrade our generators to meet their Category 2, which is exceeds emergency generation, it became, you know, it's just too expensive. It didn't outweigh the benefits.
Right. But we are looking at other cost savings. In the budget, we'll be funding. This building will be 10 years old this year, and in funding is going to be funding in there to redo this building, to paint the entire building, to replace the carpet, the drapes and all, and then to put in sensitive light switches where if someone is not in the building, in the office, if there's not movement in there, the lights will go off. So, and then when you walk back in to go on, and those are the types of things that we're going to be looking at to save energy and all, and that in the future we're going to have to go to. We build a new building, these are the types of light switches and all that we're going to have to go to. The cost to join this program with the state is going to be?
$10,000.
$10,000.
Right.
And we have to let them know when?
By May the 5th.
Right, so we will
If we do hook up with them, Steve.
Excuse me?
If we hook up with them, if we do decide, which I seems is going to be the best way to get the cheapest price, how long is it, I mean, do they guarantee the price?
We're looking at a one-year contract for the first term, and this would give us time, you know, to give us a learning curve to see, you know, see if this is the right way to approach this. Are there better ways? But you know, presently we're just not schooled enough to shop this out on our own. So we're looking at a 1-year contract.
They do as good a job with their pension as they do. They will be all right, I think. Maybe some.
But they've been doing it already, right? The state has. State's had this program for a while.
This is new
for the state. Okay.
This is new for everyone.
We will be joining the state's program. We will be contributing our $10,000, and joining in with their consultant to look at. Doing this. We have no choice.
Right.
Well, it seems the best option out there for right now.
Yes, it does.
Right.
Steve, okay. when do you anticipate having to make a decision about the actual purchase of the electricity?
In speaking with Mr. Furman yesterday, I look for that to be 2 to 3 weeks out.
Okay.
And they are preparing a plan so that, you know, when bids come in, that, you know, we have a representative that you know is authorized to sign off, where they will fax the sheets out, then we will sign, fax back, or we may have to meet in Dover in order to approve it or reject it.
Okay, so you'll probably want to incorporate in your motion that, because that's got to be, that decision has to be made right away. Is that
yes.
a 2 to 12 hour?
Yes,
decision?
2 to 12 hour time frame.
Already started.
You might want to incorporate that in your motion that the staff has the county administrator has the authority to approve that.
Do you have a prepared motion this morning?
I do have a prepared motion.
Could I ask one quick question? Could we have negotiated directly with like Delaware Co-op or any of these other with deregulation? Could we have done that?
Yes, we have the option of direct negotiations with, and I have a list of energy suppliers.
Energy suppliers. Well, I was, because yes. My understanding was that Delaware Co-op for the next year isn't going up much.
The co-op?
A little bit.
A little bit, right. So I was wondering.
A lot better organizers, that's all.
Okay, but did you weigh out just maybe dealing with them initially for the next year versus going into this pool? Because couldn't we go into the pool next year or the group, or is that?
Mr. Cole, we have two types of accounts. Presently, we're with DP&L and the co-op.
Right.
The co-op is only anticipating a 4.5% increase, which may go in effect in August. I've been told that it could increase to a 10% increase by the end of the year. They have entered into long-term contracts with some of their suppliers,
right.
And at that rate, shopping out, we would still not be able to beat the Delaware Electric rates. So with the DP&L accounts, the way this works, when what we are purchasing is only supply power,
right.
We are still committed to Delaware Electric and DP&L for transmission charges. They're responsible for bringing the power to us.
Okay, all right. So it doesn't, the savings aren't there, is what you're saying.
The option isn't there to take our DP&L accounts and shop to Delaware Electric.
With this other group, it is.
With that group, yes, it is. And yes, we do have the option of directly bidding out our accounts to these suppliers.
Okay. Right.
But that's the whole purpose of deregulation. It was supposed to be that the more, if you make it more bang for the buck, you're going to have more people bidding on.
That's correct. Right? But as of yesterday, we're paying these higher percentages, right. You know, and you know, at this point, like I said, you know, none of us are experienced enough here to shop this out, and that's why we're suggesting to join with the state and use this.
And there's been no negotiating with Delmarva Power and Light saying, look, we're ready to leave here. Do you want to reconsider?
Connective Pepco Energy is whatever. Number one on the list. They will solicit. They will give us a bid for this. So
They raise the rates, and then you get to where they are to bid.
In areas, in areas that are currently served by Delmarva Power, how many alternate sources are there available to the typical homeowner, for instance?
Typical homeowner, I am hearing only one alternative, which is Washington Gas and Energy.
Right. That Pepco?
No, that is not.
Okay. Pepco's Delmarva.
Their alternative was to allow you to phase this in. And then to phase it in, they're going to charge you a premium on top of that. I don't know who's advising them. I think if we looked at their boardroom, we might find out where Bin Laden is. I mean, I don't know who's giving them their advice.
Better get some solar cells.
Get your motion.
Yes, I do have a motion.
Are you writing, Bob?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the Sussex County Council enter into a memorandum of agreement with the state of Delaware, becoming an aggregation partner whose purpose is to purchase electricity from the deregulated electricity market.
And authorize the county administrator to approve an electricity purchase agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Second. Mr. Dick, second by Mr. Jones to approve the motion. Just read by Steve Hudson for energy. Questions? Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes. It seems pretty well thought out. And we have to do something, so that sounds good.
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks,
Pete. Mr. Rogers, I'd like to thank Gina and Frank and Steve. They have done this in addition to the regular work. And I'd like to introduce Gina Jennings, who's new with the county. I think it's the first time she's been here. She put the PowerPoint together. She works in Susie's department. She's new with us. She came about the same time Hal came, and I think it's been a help to Susie. And the accounting department's been...
Steve, I think Rodney would be a great one for that energy team. What do you think?
I do, too. I've discussed that with him already. I won't give you his answer.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Not publicly. Mrs. Webb. Director of Accounting, Human Service Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We were contacted by email from Junior Achievement of Delaware. They were asking about their application, why they didn't get their human service grant. And upon investigating, there was no record of their request for our office. So we have a little bit of money left. We started with a budget of $110,000. We spent $103,900, leaving us $6,100. The last 8 years, we have given them, and passed, I look up 8 years, we had given them $1,000. So.
We have.
And we have the funds still to do it, so I'd like to pay them.
Calls.
I do.
Second? We'll help you.
A motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones to approve the motion. $1,000 out of Human Services grants of funding for junior achievement as recommended by Mrs. Webb, Director of Accounting. Is that it?
That's it.
Question.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Next is Mr. Bill Cates, Director of Community Development and Housing Preservation Grant